Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Thanks to VideoDoc. See a GP online anytime for prescriptions and sick notes. Download the VideoDoc app. VideoDoc.ie.
This is Ciara and this is a Lunchtime Live podcast from News Talk. If you like what you hear, don't forget that you can subscribe via the app or on iTunes and make sure to check us out at newstalk.com/lunchtimelive. Thanks for listening.
Right, love to get your thoughts on this. The government has been accused of kicking a controversial third level fees discussion to touch ahead of a general election. A report on how third level education should be funded was produced back in 2015, but it has been sent to Europe for an analysis, with the government refusing to commit to when a decision will be made. Joining me now to discuss this further is Fiona O'Loughlin, Chair of the Oireachtas Committee, Education Committee, and a Fianna Fáil TD. Hello Fiona, how are you?
I'm very good, thanks Claire. Very happy afternoon to you and indeed to all the listeners on this Bank Holiday Monday.
Yeah, it's a good one, isn't it? We're all full of cheer, it being the Paddy's weekend. Now, this is an interesting one. Can we go back a little bit? Because I think, you know, particularly even the way we discussed property tax in the first hour, third level fees are a little bit the same. Why did it come into discussion that third level fees and the way we live our lives with college and universities was going to change? Why did that happen in the first place?
Absolutely. Well, back in 2015, the then Minister for Education, which was Rory Quinn, commissioned this report, and Peter Castles, and who chaired the report, the group with a number of good people, really did I think the country a great service in terms of pointing out the crisis that we're at in this country in terms of third level. And basically what Peter Castles and the group did, they set out a number of options that we should look at in terms of the future funding for third level in this country. But most importantly, what he also said was that we were absolutely at crisis point in terms of funding our 8 universities, our 11 ITs, and we 4 colleges of education, and then there are 7 other associated third level, such as, for example, Shannon School of Management, etc. And because we have a very young demographic in this country, that we're going to have a lot more young people applying and hoping to get into third level, that we are absolutely at a crisis funding stage. And that's not even taking in the possible implications of Brexit. We did a separate study within the committee, and at this point in time, we have 12,500 Irish students in the UK studying. Now, within the possible terms of a hard Brexit, you could have a situation where we have to absorb that extra 12,500 students back into our own system here. So the present position is completely untenable. And what I was saying there was that the report, which was published in 2015, but it sat on the minister's desk for a year during the last general election. Then as an education committee, we received it in 2016. We did a lot of work. We had 5 different stakeholder sessions. We had students, we had parents, we had third level institutions and other stakeholders in. And we spent quite a bit of time. We have a draft report ready since 2017, but without the recommendations, because we absolutely need to have an economic analysis on the cost on the student, their families, and of course the taxpayer before we can make the recommendations.
That's hugely frustrating to get that far, to know it's a necessity, to get that far and then have a delay must be hugely frustrating to you. What was being said to you then during all of that review by colleges, by parents? What kind of feelings were you getting in the discussions?
Well, what was very, very clear was that there is an absolute acknowledgement that we are at crisis point in terms of third level funding. And Peter Castles, the one thing he made very, very clear was that we could not have a status quo. And meaning by that an ongoing situation where we were 5 years ago. And that is exactly where we are 5 years later. What we need at a minimum is an extra €600 million a year to be invested in our third level, and that's not even taking into account our further education and our apprenticeships, which are obviously very important also. So that level of frustration certainly came through. We had the presidents of all of the universities in Ireland, and they made a very, very strong argument, not just for what needs to be invested into our in our students in terms of the academic quality of our courses, but also in terms of the physical infrastructure of our colleges, and the IT systems that we use within most of our colleges are very outdated and absolutely need to have investment. We're also, everybody was very concerned, as we would be as a committee and myself as chair, about equity of education and ensuring that everybody has access regardless of their financial background. And I think that was a key element. We want to ensure that every young person and indeed older person has the opportunity to go to college or to university. And that makes for a better society. It gives better earning power to our young and indeed our older and more mature people who go to college. So,
but how is that going to work, Fiona, if we do introduce fees? Because as well as having a young population, and I don't dispute the gaps that are there in the education system, the third level education system at the moment, and that they do need to be filled. But if we get to a fee situation, we also have a society at the minute that is struggling to make ends meet, that does always at the moment have a lot on their plate, that don't save. I mean, that's what we keep hearing time and time again. There isn't enough extra there to save. So won't it happen that it is only the elite that will be able to afford the fees?
And that's the problem, because apart from the €3,000 registration fee that young people have now to go to college, then there's the huge costs associated with living away from home close to university. And apart from accommodation and rent, obviously, the you know what a young person needs to live on. So it's a huge crisis point for many families, and particularly those who have more than one in third level. The Castles report looked at three different possible options. One was looking at what we have at the moment with a €3,000 registration fee, but with extra public investment, so extra taxpayers' money going into third level. It also looked at the possibility of free fees for all, and that would be taking away that €3,000 registration fee, but obviously would need a lot more investment, to continue to improve the system. And the third option, which is the most controversial, is an income contingent loan. And basically, that would do away with fees, but it would also mean that a young person who goes through college and stays in Ireland, once they hit an income point, and we're talking about the possibility that was mentioned in our stakeholder sessions, was about maybe 26,000 to 30,000, that once they would hit that they would pay a percentage of that back to the government. And so that was the most controversial area. That hasn't been implemented well in places like the UK and America, but there are other countries like, for example, Australia and the Netherlands, who seemed to have a good practice model in there. And that's one of the options that we were charged with looking at as a committee.
What about then student loans? You mentioned the UK there, and that's just a very normal part of their education system, that you finish in school, you take out a student loan, you get through your student life, and then you start your working life and begin paying that back on top of everything else. Is that a likely option?
That is, every one of the option has its merits and demerits, and every one of the options really deserved all of us as committee members, you know, giving it our best thought and consideration. And again, I could see the advantages, but also the disadvantages, I think, for families who are really, really squeezed in terms of everything that they have to pay out. It certainly would seem to be a better option than the present one, but all of the students that we would have met as part of the stakeholder engagement certainly wouldn't be happy with that idea. The universities certainly felt that this had a lot of advantages. There are possibilities, of course, that you will have students who will maybe leave, go to another country, and the government has invested in those young people and won't get anything back, or indeed that some of the students won't reach the barrier that would be set. But that all has to be taken aboard, and I do genuinely believe that we need to look at all of the options. But most importantly, we need to have an economic report, and that was indeed suggested by Peter Cassels at the time during our stakeholder engagement. And that's what the frustrating point is now. It must be coming up to nearly 2 years since we have asked the department to do that economic assessment, because as a committee we don't have resources to carry that out. And initially they said they would with the help of DEEPR, but we then learned that they actually had applied to Europe to do this. But in my mind, there's no doubt that it's been kicked to touch until after the next general election.
And the only thing we seem to have is a whole lot of uncertainty, but a certainty that it is coming in one way or another. I know you don't have a crystal ball, Fiona, but how do you think it's going to impact on the workforce? Do you think once whatever comes in with third level fees or however that 600 million by 2021 is brought about, how do you think it'll affect the workforce? Do you think less people will go to college?
Well, in Ireland, we have a very high level. It's one of the highest in Europe in terms of our students. And I think that absolutely is a good thing, because all the research shows that those that go on to third level have a better chance of earning more money, and they have more positive influence in community, and they lead better lives, they have better health outcomes, and they have longer lives. So that's really important. That's not taking away from the apprenticeship model, which I think we need to absolutely focus on more. I think that there is a wide acknowledgement of that. When we're talking about workforce, we're talking about our future workforce here. We're talking about the type of jobs that we can attract in Ireland in terms of foreign companies setting up. And we're also talking about indigenous industry. And I think there's a huge recognition of that. And we absolutely have to keep investing in third level and further education, because we're talking about our young people who are in primary school and who are in secondary school today, about the options that they will have down the line. And I think there's a general acceptance of that. And families make sacrifices every day for their children. And sacrifices absolutely have to be made. I'm the eldest of 11 myself, Claire. So my parents had to make many sacrifices to ensure that we all had the opportunity to go and have a third level education. And I think that's right across the norm in terms of our families. But some families, even with sacrifices that they make, simply cannot afford it.
Yeah, so and this will just be out of their reach. Well, Fiona, absolutely. Thank you very much for coming on. I hope you're not waiting around for too much longer, and that your review is looked at, and that we take a step on and find out a little bit more. Fiona Loughlin, Chair of the Oireachtas Education Committee, and Fianna Fáil TD, thank you very much for coming on. Wow, eldest of 11. There were a lot of sacrifices there for sure. Love to hear from you about how you got through the education system, what you did when you left school, and how you would feel about all of that changing for the next generation on the way up, particularly if you're parents of that generation. The idea that there'd be a 3,000 registration fee over 4 years, would you have that extra 12 grand? How would you get through it? You can text 53106. A texter here says, coming from the college dropout background and subsequently taking on an apprenticeship through which I excelled, I wasted 2 years in college and 2 years of funding that could have gone to someone else who was a genuine college applicant. Rather than throwing out the baby with the bathwater, broader, we need to look at the funding, review the perception that apprenticeships are not Plan B, and stop rating schools based on college places achieved by students. Look to reduce the numbers by better perception of the alternatives. We don't population of degree students. We don't have a population of degree students. We need a cross section. Or we don't need a population of degree students. We need a cross section. And I do think that's a really, really good point, because third level education is free on the whole. A lot of people, it's just assumed that that's the step that you're going to take. And I know there was a massive amount of people in my time of leaving school didn't know what they wanted to do. And there were a few courses that people kind of went to that, not essentially wasted time, but you know, the arts degree thing that people said, oh, I'm just going to do an arts degree. Now, I do think that whenever you are going to college, you are getting a benefit because it's a step on from school, and that it's a really good bridge between that and your working life. So I don't think that doing arts is wasted. You're still studying, you're still meeting new people, you're still way more accountable for yourself than you are in school. But yeah, the idea that apprenticeships are a plan B, that there aren't other routes to having a really, really good career and education, is definitely something that we might benefit from when it's not just this next step assumption when fees come in, that you might not go to college and it might not be a bad thing. Hugh says, my wife and I put our kids' children's allowance away every month so they will have it for college. We work hard to pay our bills. We need two cars and we have a mortgage. Too many people want it easy. Rich can afford it. Poor get grants. Middle get screwed again. Yeah, it is tough. And I think it's really admirable that you put your children's allowance away. A lot of people feel they have to just use it. And I'm sure you're making sacrifices, Hugh, because you're not using it on a month-to-month basis. But for some people, that's what brings the food in. And it can be really tough. And it would be really sad to think that college would become something that only the very rich could afford. You can keep your text coming in, 53106.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Thanks to VideoDoc, your online healthcare provider. See a doctor, therapist or physio now on our app or at videodoc.ie.